Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechet Bava Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. So we're constantly reminding ourselves that there's a difference between Chakiras and Asiris, or Kablonis. A Chaycher is someone who says, I'm going to work on your field and give you a set amount, either of Tvua or money. You get that amount, doesn't make a difference how much the field produces. Maybe that'll be good for me, the field will produce a lot, I only have to give you a set amount. Maybe it'll be good for you, the field will produce a little and I'll still have to give you that amount. As opposed to an aris that has to give a certain percentage. Now, let's say the field produced nothing. So the choicher has to go to the marketplace and purchase the tvua and bring it to the owner. Well, what if the owner says, what are you going to pay me? He says, I'll pay what we made up. I'm going to give you the payers from this field. No. I want you to go to the marketplace and buy me payers. I don't want you to give me the payers from my field. It's the owner that's asking for this because the payers in the market may be nicer than the payers on his field. Well, then the choicher can say, sorry, I don't have to do that. Let's see our Mishnah. Hamakabel Sada Mechaveri, again, Perik Tes Mishnah Zayin. Someone has Makabel, I feel, from his friend Basara, Kor Chitim Lashon. He's going to give the owner of the field 10 kor of Chitim per year. Viloksa, something went wrong. The weed is not good. I don't want you to pay me from the weed in this field. I want you to go out to the marketplace and buy me good wheat. The din is, nice and loy, the choicher, the worker in the field, can give him the owner of the field, mitoicha, from the not such good wheat that grew. He doesn't have to go out and buy better wheat. This is the wheat that your payer has made. Now, the same is true the other way around. Suppose, hayuchetel, that the wheat that came out of this field, yofis, was very good. So loy yoimer, the choicher cannot say loy to him, to the owner of the field, I don't want to give you this very grade A expensive wheat. You know what I'll do? I told you I'll give you 10 kor of tvua. Areni lekech, I'll buy different wheat, which is maybe not so good. Average wheat, min hashuk, from the marketplace. I'll pay you with that. No, here too. Here we're going to turn the tables on the choicher. We're going to say, Ella, rather, you cannot do that. Rather, noisin lo, you have to give him the 10 kor or whatever amount you promised the owner of the field, mitaycha, from the field itself, from the good wheat. So as long as there's wheat on this field, then either the owner can force the worker to pay him from the wheat on the field, or the worker can force the owner to take the wheat from the field. The owner can't say, get me better ones from the marketplace, and the worker can't say, I'll bring you inferior ones from the marketplace. But if it produced nothing like we explained, then Enochanami would have to go to the marketplace. Then Enochanami would have to go to the marketplace to purchase tvua, but only if he's a choicher, not if he's a aris. A aris clearly says a percentage of wheat from the field. So if the field produced nothing, then he gets nothing. A percentage of nothing is nothing.